Welcome back to Simply Superior. I'm Robin Washington, and I'm joined by Rick Lubbers, the executive editor of the Duluth News Tribune. Hello, Rick.
Hi, Robin.
And we also have a report from our own Danielle Kading of WPR News about a possible merger of 911 services between Ashland and Bayfield counties. Here's Danny's report.
Ashland and Bayfield counties are splitting the cost of a roughly $50,000 feasibility study that will examine equipment, staffing, and operation of a potential joint dispatch center. Bayfield County Emergency Management Director Megan Corderer says merging could help with staffing concerns.
Both counties are small, and there are financial restrictions for both counties on how much staff they can afford to fund.
Ashland County's administrator says they sometimes operate with only one dispatcher on staff for part of the day. The two counties aren't the only ones considering a merger. The city of Mequon is consolidating its emergency dispatch services with the Ozaukee County Sheriff's Office, due largely to staffing constraints. In Milwaukee, the city's police and fire departments also plan to merge operations into one call center. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that was Danielle Kading of WPR News. So, Rick, speaking of 911 calls or the people at the other end of those calls, the city of Duluth officially has a new police chief.
Yes, it does. Mike Sonoa, who was a lone finalist in the running to become the city's next police chief, was officially appointed to the post Monday night when the city council confirmed his contract. Sonoa is a 24-year veteran of the Duluth Police Department, most recently serving as its deputy chief of patrol. Members of the council said that history with the local police force and the community should serve Sonoa well. In an earlier statement, Mayor Emily Larson said she worked with Mike as a trusted part of DPD's command staff for many years. He is thoughtful, inclusive, and deeply committed to his community. Larson ultimately selected Sonoa for the job, naming him to succeed Chief Mike Tuscan, who earlier announced his retirement. But the appointment in Sonoa's contract required council approval. Sonoa's beginning annual salary as police chief will be $161,000 annually. His raises in future years in the job will be commensurate with those negotiated by collective bargaining units in the police department. The Duluth police chief is considered an at-will position with the person serving in that role at the discretion of the mayor.
All right. And continuing with emergency workers, several line workers from the Northland are headed to Florida to deal with Hurricane Ian.
Yes, they are. Northland line workers are headed to Florida to help restore power in the wake of powerful Hurricane Ian, which has slammed the west coast of that state with high winds and torrential rain and obvious power outages. A total of 24 line workers, supervisors, and mechanics from Minnesota Power and Superior Water, Light, and Power left the Twin Ports on Wednesday bound for the Jacksonville area. Crews are expected to be there for up to 2 weeks, the company said in a news release Tuesday. Minnesota Power received mutual assistance from other companies in 2016 after violent thunderstorms roared through the Northland with hurricane-force winds downing trees and leaving thousands without power. Crews from Minnesota Power and Superior Water, Light, and Power have provided mutual assistance to other areas after natural disasters, including six hurricanes in the past 15 years, notably to Puerto Rico from late 2017 and early 2018 after hurricanes Irma and Maria.
All right. And another talented person from the Northland traveled across the country to share his skills, this time in Hollywood.
Yes, actor Daniel Durant once again wowed judges and voters on Dancing with the Stars, easily advancing to a third week on the Disney Plus reality competition show. Durant of Duluth and his partner Britt Stewart danced a jive to the title song from the 1958 film King Creole. The catalog of Elvis Presley formed the basis of Monday's episode, a tribute to the king of rock and roll. The actors' mothers, Lori Durant and Mary Ingalls, even joined their son and Stewart for a few steps during a visit to the practice space. In an interview, Durant, who is hard of hearing, described being adopted at age one and said that 80% of hearing parents don't learn sign language for their deaf children. He said his mothers gave him his first language and that made him who he is today. Dancing in a black Elvis wig and a plum-colored suit, Durant impressed judges with his commitment to the character. Durant and Stewart were among the 14 couples advancing to a third week. The next episode of Dancing with the Stars will stream live on Disney Plus Monday, October 3rd at 7 p.m.
All right. So this wasn't just a one-time thing, and he is advancing?
Yes, he is. There are 14 couples that are advancing to the third week of the competition, and Durant and Stewart are still in the running for the ultimate prize at the end of the show.
All right. Well, I think it's appropriate to wish the hometown favorite well. And the same goes for our Northland line workers in Florida. We've been speaking with Rick Lovers, executive editor of the Duluth News Tribune. Thank you, Rick.
Thanks, Robin.
You can stay updated on these stories and all the regional news anytime at WPR.org and DuluthNewsTribune.com. And that's it for this edition of Simply Superior. I'm Robin Washington. We leave you with Kid Creole from Daniel Durant's appearance in Dancing with the Stars. Stay safe, everyone. There's a man in New Orleans who plays rock and roll. He's a guitar man with a great big soul. He lays down a beat like a ton of coal. He goes by the name of King Creole. You know he's gone, gone, gone.